Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here. I want to welcome back one of the favorite guests we have here, especially with a medical crisis at hand, along with a economic crisis at the same time. Dr. Fred Hollandsworth.com is where everyone should go and get his book, Healthcare Tyranny and High Medical Costs. And again, one of our favorite guests of all time, Dr. Fred Hollandsworth. Doc, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. And look, anytime that medical issues are in the air and on in the media, you know, we always like to go back to you. And you've been reading some things, and you've been citing some things from your book. And again, we don't want to give it all away. We want people to buy the book. But do you got something to cite here you think that would be relevant to start with?
Well, yes, I told you one day when you asked a question, why did I write the book? I said, because as a nutritional consultant, I found my clients needed to learn a lot of things, and I wanted to set them straight. But it goes back way farther than that. And I want to read to you three or four pages of my book, and you can interrupt me time to time to give it a break.
Go ahead, Dr. Fred. Go ahead.
To a large extent, I probably owe my good health and perhaps even my life indirectly to Susan Anderson, M.D., and to those unknown people who taught her at the University of Michigan in the late 1890s. As a young woman, she came from the east to the high ranching country of Fraser, Colorado, where she had the hope of overcoming her tuberculosis. There she met and taught my grandmother, Anna Arco, who had not been very well as a child. There she remained as the only community physician for many years. In spite of her early ill health, she lived to the age of 90. Virginia Cornell wrote a compelling account of Dr. Anderson's life in Colorado in her 1991 book, Doc Susie, which I read and I thought was a very good book, but a little bit off on some chronology. My mother, Gertrude Arco Hollingsworth, gave me life twice. In addition to giving birth to me, she taught me some of the life-saving things that Dr. Anderson had taught my grandmother.
Yeah, when you hear Doc reading from his book, we encourage everyone to get this book. It's called Healthcare Tyranny and High Medical Costs. And again, continue, Doc.
Anyway, she taught my grandmother and my mother. And in the first chapter of my mother wrote a book, as a result of the experience, I'll be telling you a little more about it. In the first chapter of her self-published 1995 book, Iodine Vision, my mother told of a profound experience involving Dr. Anderson's life-saving help. In 1929, this 1929 experience changed her life completely, as well as mine. To understand the importance of her experience, it seemed best to quote directly, but briefly, from her book. On page 1 and 2, she stated, among other things, for days on end, my mental confusion had been so great that there are no words really to describe it. I had been swinging from deep, dark mental depression and to the heights of bright but dizzy elation. My thoughts were flying about like frightened birds in a cage. To concentrate was impossible. I couldn't think, I couldn't read, I couldn't pray. I needed to rest, but I couldn't rest, I couldn't sleep, nice and yet morning I was almost too sleepy and weary to rise. My appetite was strange, helping me. Nothing tasted good, yet I was always eating.
I mean, this is...
I was constantly nibbling this or that, eating. I would constantly nibble this or that. For a compulsive eater, as a guy should probably call me, I was consciously and unconsciously trying to find something to satisfy myself. I gained weight with amazing rapidity, and most of that was padded around my hips and abdomen, and well, my arms and face remained no fleshier than before. I dropped things, spilled things, and forgot things. I laid things down, and I could not feel where. Hence, I lost much time looking for lost articles. No, how's it going so far? You understand?
I think terrific. So, yeah, I mean, look,
it's just a little bit hard for me to turn the page and hold the place and ring hold the phone at the same time.
Yeah. Well, listen. Don't worry. Wait, keep your thought for a second. Let me remind folks and, that are just
getting meals was the most difficult of all tasks which I had to do. It seemed sometimes as though I would never get the job done. I might get it cooked, and getting it on the table was an incredibly confusing job, one which should have been easy, but which went on day after day, to being a horrible struggle. Looking back, this now seems ridiculous, yet clearly remembering how I started to do something. Before I'd get it done, I'd forget what I started to do. I'd stand in the middle of the floor, perhaps halfway between the dining table and the kitchen table, utterly unable to recall what it was I had started to do. I would go back to the kitchen to start over and forget again. No matter how early I started, meals were always late. People accused me. Three small children delayed me a handful. But they didn't know that the children delayed me little. The problem is, actually, I only had 10 children instead of three. The trouble was with the way my mind worked. On page 3, she continues, "But after a time, I went back to the town where I had lived for many years. There, my old family physician, a woman who knew me well, observed that I was developing a goiter. She knew that iodine was the remedy for the goiter. She was my friend. I had gone to visit her more for the reason of telling my troubles than to insult her. I hadn't realized, therefore,
Let me interrupt Dr. Fred. I'm going to remind folks of who they're listening to and to go to drfredhollinsworth.com, buy the book Healthcare Tyranny and High Medical Cost. He's reading from it as we speak. Frank McKay here, much more importantly, the author, Dr. Fred Hollinsworth. Doc, continue.
What's that?
Yeah, I was going to say to continue if you would, but let me ask you a couple things.
It was just that others were worrying me so much. However, I told her what was wrong just to, by gossiping about my goitrous neighbors. My woman doctor friend knew that they had goiter, so did I. Suddenly, she said, "I care nothing about your gorgeous neighbors, but that's the trouble with you." As she said this, she handed me the iodine capsule. I took it right there in her office. Had I taken the capsule home, I probably would either have forgotten about it or about no, I'd have heard of the dangers of iodine, and I'd have been afraid to take it. Two nights and a day passed in which I slept practically the whole time. Then when I awoke on the second morning, I was like, it was like a miracle. I was happy without being overly elated, and the feeling of peace and contentment that I then possessed was such that I had never dreamed possible. But the best of all was the way my mind worked. Just thinking became a great enjoyable pastime, and I knew it was just iodine, which had brought this tremendous charge change to me, research. Now, I can read more, but I think
Hard for me. Yeah, well, let me ask you a couple. Go ahead.
She taught my grandmother a few things and my mother a few things, and my mother taught me a few things, not very much, but enough for me to become. I had enough health problems to become curious, and so my mother taught me a few things, and I eventually owe my life to Dr. Anderson, who I had never met.
Yeah, it's fascinating. We pay tribute to Dr. Susan Anderson as we speak. Again, drfredhollandsworth.com is where you should go to buy the book. You've been listening to an excerpt from Dr. Fred, written by Dr. Fred, spoken by Dr. Fred. And again, Healthcare Tyranny and High Medical Cost is the name of the book. Everyone's got to get one, get two, give them out to your friends. It's an important book for sure. Dr. Fred, tell us a little more about Susan Anderson. Do you have any information on her other than what you just kind of included?
Well, if you get a hold of the book, I don't know if it's still published, Doc Susie, and you can get it. She did all kinds of things, roughing the cold temperatures in Fraser, Colorado, going out to meet people that needed help. She was there for 50 plus years. Treating people, a lot of the people who were there, she gave them, helped them bring into the world. But I know that my mother used to talk about it a lot, and I didn't think much of it at the time. As a child growing up, you don't always think it, but I think among my brothers and sisters, I was interested because when I was a small child, not yet 6 years old, I rode 4 miles to school each day on a horse on behind my two older brothers. We all wore mittens in the cold winter, yet they did not freeze our fingers, but I did. I'd have to stop on the way to school, thaw them out when I got to school. I didn't know then, but I know now, because I was hypothyroid. Now, normally thyroid is something you have a problem all your life. But when I did my dissertation, I studied minerals, and I take a great number of minerals. I don't take any thyroid anymore because I think my minerals have straightened out my thyroid. But I don't get cold hands and feet like I did. And I think that made me curious, so I was more willing to listen to anything my mother had to say than my brothers and sisters.
Yeah, it's just, to me, it's fascinating, and especially at the time that she came up, and, you know, the fact that your parents and grandparents learned from her. I mean, this is, you know, these are some of the things that are getting lost today with all the high tech and the high information, and again, big pharma is what we're talking about. Information is not the problem. It's the fact of where we're getting our information. And when we get it from folks like you and Dr. Susie, it's almost a lost source of of details or lost source of remedy that we're that's getting caught up because of Big Pharma and because of the new medical insurance companies and everything else that's going on. Respond to that. There's not many of you left. There's not a lot of Dr. Susie's left. There's not a lot of Dr. Fred's left.
Anyway, I'm thinking about my doctoral dissertation, the effect of selective trace elements upon the thyroid gland and the prevention of atherosclerosis. And by taking all the minerals, I do believe my thyroid has been cured. I thought I needed some more. My doctor said no, but I have no hypothyroid symptoms anymore.
Terrific. Well, listen, let me just ask you another quick question. And again, DrFredHollinsworth.com is where you should go. Order the book. And again, Healthcare Tyranny and High Medical Cost is the name of the book. Dr. Fred is here with us, author. And again, you heard an excerpt from Dr. Fred a little earlier. The iodine solution or the iodine question, is this something we have to be very careful with? Iodine, could it poison us?
Actually, most supplements, if you buy a multivitamin supplement, the most of them happen to be 150 micrograms per tablet or per dosage. The Japanese, some of them that eat a lot of seaweed, don't eat several micrograms. They eat several milligrams, as much as 13 milligrams of iodine. That's thousands of times more. So, yeah, of course, there is a limit, but that limit is much higher than the doctors think. The 150 micrograms is probably enough to keep you from developing goiter, but not enough to keep you from having some other symptoms.
Well, what is the, you know, we should disclaim here, right? Where, you know, they have to be very careful about what they take and how they take it. What happens if people take too much iodine? Poison?
I'm not sure of all that. You have a problem with your thyroid and so forth. But I'm thinking,
you know, there
very few people take too many nutrients. The drug companies like to tell us, oh, you're such and such nutrient going to interfere. They'll say you grapefruit juice interferes with your medication. Don't drink it. Well, it might be better said, your medication is going to interfere with your grapefruit juice. You can hardly go wrong with nutrients, but you can go wrong with some drugs.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm with you there. And again, we do want to disclaim, though, you got to be very careful about self-prescribing. Get the book. Get this book. And Dr. Fred is absolutely right on so much of it. And it is nothing that the healthcare industry want to promote to you, because the solutions, the cures, and the treatments that he talks about there don't cost a lot of money, and that doesn't put a lot of money in the pockets of Big Pharma, the insurance companies, or the medical community. So they want to give you the most expensive, the most expensive drugs possible. DrFredHollinsworth.com is where you should go for the book. And Doc, in closing, what can you leave us with? New Year has started. We are.
I think you prepared a website for me, and on that second page of the website, there's about 10 reviews of my book, and all 5-star except one. And I really urge you to read my website. And then you can get it. And now, how do you get it again?
If you go to DrFredHollinsworth.com, you can go there and order it and read up on the website.
Yes, it's very very good website.
Well, listen, Dr. Fred, I want to congratulate you again on the book and all the success of the book. And it's time for us to go, and hopefully we can get you back either in a week or so. DrFredHollinsworth.com. Get the book, everyone. Fred, Dr. Fred, that is. Welcome once again, and thank you very much once again.
Thank you.
Frank McKay signing off. DrFredHollinsworth.com is where you should go. Buy the book, Healthcare Tyranny and High Medical Costs. Frank McKay signing off. Dr. Fred Hollinsworth has been our very special guest. He's the author of that great book. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.